number 9456, Bijan Sistani, southwest of Route 54, west of Madison Avenue, being lot 152 within Edgewater Acres Development, a variance from side yard setback requirement. Name and address.
Bijan Sistani, 19116 Boxdale Court, that's in German Town.
You swear testimony about to give true paragraph 9?
Yes, I do. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I was here 2-3 months back trying to get a variance for the side setback, and it was denied. Now, what I did was I looked at where I can put this gazebo on the property, and to utilize the entrance, which is already set in this gazebo, it would not give me the 5 feet from the side if I put it in the rear of the property. Mm-hmm. That means that's why I'm here, to get 1.5 feet or 18 inches, because it would give me 3.5 feet.
Okay.
It won't give me the entire 5 feet required, so I can use the entrance to the gazebo.
So you moved it on the side.
Right. So I can move it in the back, sir, but then it will give me only 3.5 feet if I want to use the existing entrance to the gazebo.
All right, sir.
Neighbors have any problem with it in the backyard that you know of?
I'm not aware of any complaints, yes.
You remember this is the one that was over the line?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and you tore the back in. Okay. Mr. Whitman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mill?
That's the only door to the gazebo, is that
right?
One?
It has only one.
It opens in?
It opens out. I know the one.
The drawing
you
make shows
sure it,
in.
Yeah, it really opens out because there are steps too.
Were you done, John? This you should probably go through the reapplication process that we've done in the past.
Oh,
make this one of those 2-step processes. Because this was a previous application, so first you have to make a determination whether or not the current application is substantially different from the last one, and if you approve it in that fashion, if you consider it a new application, then you vote on the merits.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Mr. Burrell. Mr. McKay.
Yeah, well, it's certainly different. I mean, it's in a different location, and I guess that would make it different.
Okay. Mr. Whitman, how do you feel on this?
Different from where it was. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mr.
Vincent? I would agree.
Mr. Mills?
I think it's different enough to rehear.
Yeah, I do too. Do I have a motion then to that?
So moved. Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, with a second by Mr. Hudson, that this is a new application, and it is different from the original one. So we will we'll rehear it then. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? That motion passed. Now,
how far will it be from the rear property line?
About 10 feet.
10 feet. And if you turned it long ways towards the back of the property, then you'd be into the setback there.
Mm-hmm.
You have the reason for the need for the gazebo. I see you have a screen porch and a deck on the front.
I have a mother-in-law, and when she comes to the beach house with us, she doesn't go by the water.
That's
she
right.
just likes to stay on the lower floor and stay, because of mosquitoes, staying inside the gazebo. That's the whole purpose my wife purchased it. And the only I've looked at where I can fit it on the property, so I will be within compliance. And the only area that I can put it I cannot put it in the front. It's because of the support for the existing second floor screen porch. So if I put it in the, relocate it to the backyard, then I will be only 3.5 feet from the side.
So also the.
the front screen porch is on the second level.
Second level, right.
So you, therefore, you testified that your mother-in-law needs to stay on the first
floor. Right, because of this, she's an 82-year-old lady.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. McCabe, any other questions?
No, sir.
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one in favor. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's one. There's two in the back.
I have one letter.
You have one letter in opposition? Okay. Sir, would you like to come up and, ma'am? Sure, you can sit right down up front if you would like until they're finished.
Name and address.
Kim Latcham, P.O. Box 321.
Say it again.
Kim Latcham, P.O. Box 321. Bishopville, Maryland.
Okay, next for you. Do you swear a testimony you're about to give your friend?
Jenny, did you get that?
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
The first case, 9255, on October 17, 2005, my husband and I were here in attendance. We presented pictures to the board. We followed through on Monday, November 21st. Around 6:45, we arrived. We were the last ones left at 9:15, and at that time, the board denied and said the gazebo had to be removed. This gentleman was not in attendance that evening. Then on March 18th, we received this case number, of which we are here tonight. We were confused and upset, and on March 20th, I called up here, and I spoke to a very helpful lady, and it was under the impression that the gazebo had been removed to the back. She was told that. The gazebo is still there. I rode down, it's about 8 miles from my home, took pictures on my picture phone in case I needed it. Then I followed through and I called back on April 7th up here to planning and zoning. I spoke to a Mr. Dean, of which I found out after speaking to him, I was supposed to be talking, I believe, to a Mr. Dean Malone. And he was very cordial, and he said he would make record and put it down on file that I had, in fact, called. And I just wanted it to be known that it was still there. And, you know, here we are again, as we had followed through with everything before, and it's still sitting there. I had contacted Tony Milan, the president of the association, a couple of the neighbors. I was going to go ahead and get signatures because other people, you know, it's just kind of like sticks out there. But I just, time just didn't allow, so.
So your home is 8 miles away?
Excuse me?
You say your home is 8 miles away?
Home that we live in full time, yes.
Do you have property here?
This is our home that we stay in full time is about 8 miles from lot 153, which is beside 152, where the gazebo sits.
You also own lot 153 then?
Yes.
Okay.
I had presented those pictures before. I don't know if you still have them.
Well, and I think, you know, just for clarification for the record, It would have had to have been removed, except for the fact that he reapplied, so it's allowed to be there until a decision's made.
Okay.
And as far as the night that any decision was made, no one had to be here that evening.
Okay. And so when it was said that evening, the first time that it had to be removed and nothing happened between that time and...
Well, apparently it was reapplied for.
Okay, so that, excuse me?
He reapplied for it.
Okay, so in the meantime, of whatever time lapse, if it was a month, it wasn't to be removed, he just reapplies?
As long as there's a variance applied for, yes, it can remain until the final decision is made.
Okay. See, I suppose tonight it's a two-part hearing. Wants to see if it's different from the first application, and the board just, you know, ruled on that, so now we're going to hear it again to see what is different, what he's going to be doing different with it. That's what he's doing tonight. He just got through the first part.
So your first opposition was that it was on the side and too close to your property?
That's correct. And when we, you know, came, followed through with each of the meetings, and the last meeting was to determine whether it was going to stay or go, and it was told to go.
Right.
So that's why we
Do you object to its current, the current application, ma'am?
This evening?
This evening's application?
No.
You don't object to its, where he's applied to have it now?
No, I don't believe so. No, it has nothing to do with us. Right now, it's, you know, it's infringing on our side, of which we plan to do something there in the very near future.
Okay. So if we allowed him to put it in the rear, then you wouldn't have any objection?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Now you can.
Just one thing I would like to add. On January 10th, when I received the letter, within a few days, I contacted Don Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I contacted her and I've talked. I didn't know. Talked to her and she gave me 30 days. I also talked to the site inspector, so I was in compliance because of the weather. I came up here trying to see what I can do,
right.
And within the time that I was given, I reapplied, came in, paid the fees, filled out the forms, and mm-hmm. that's what I have today.
All right, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you are.
Okay, and there's any other opposition? Hearing none. Okay. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9456 for an 18-inch variance on the side yard, and I don't believe it will essentially alter the character of the neighborhood, and it's the minimum that will afford relief. Not much else he can do with it, it looks to me like.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9456 for an 18-inch variance. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved.
Do you have a timeline about how long it would be to get it moved? Just approximate for her benefit.
Say if you can give me a couple of months, is that too much?
60 days,
60,
it'll be done?
60 days. 68 days is doable.
60 days is doable?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Case number.